hope everyone can hear all right. Be sure and put your phones on mute unless you want to say something during the meeting. Okay, in accordance with Governor Abbott's declaration of the COVID-19 public health threat and action to temporarily suspend certain provisions of the Texas Open Meetings Act, a quorum of the City of Boothville Eddy Council will hold its regular City Council meeting by telephonic conference call. This meeting is closed to the public. However, the public may join this meeting by calling 3212. That's 872-240-3212. Access code is 488-900-709. It is now 6:33. And this session of the City Council is now open. We will start, Ms. Linda, if you'll lead us in a prayer, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
Sure, and be honored. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for everything that you have done for us. Lord God, I ask that you protect our citizens of Boothville Eddy, our police department, our city workers, the water department, the city council, our mayor, and our city administrator. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you will continue to watch over us all and to guide us all in the right direction. I ask for all these things, Lord God, in the special name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
I'm trying.
Thank you.
Someone
mute your phone. You. Okay.
Muted.
Thank you. Now the Pledge of Allegiance.
Unmuted.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor the Texas flag.
I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, and one indivisible.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
And now for the roll call. Present here tonight are the three council members, Linda Owens, Rick Eaton, and Ricky Wiggins. The mayor, Connelly Bass. City secretary, Pam.
Combs.
Okay, I'm sorry, Pam. And chief of police, Michael Dorsey. And on the phone is Sonia Bishop, city administrator. She's still out confined to the home with the COVID-19. And our city attorney will be coming on around 7 o'clock. She's got another engagement. In case we need her, we'll have her. That's all. What about Gene Sprouse?
He hasn't got here yet.
Yeah, Gene Sprouse hasn't shown up.
Gene is on an emergency call with a wreck on the highway.
Okay.
So he won't be in on the meeting tonight.
All right.
Also, Johnny Tabor won't be on the meeting tonight.
Okay. All right, thank you. Pam, do you have any citizen presentations, emails to read?
No, I don't.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Pam Combs. All right, item number three, consent agenda. Let's see, we have A, B, and C. Y'all can approve all those at once or you can do them separately, whichever way you want to do it.
Okay.
Okay, A, discuss and possibly approve minutes of August the 13th, 2020. And B is discuss and possibly approve minutes of August 25th, 2020. And C is discuss and possibly approve accounts payable for both the water and the general fund for August 2020. Now, what are the minutes? Let me see which one it is. It's the minutes for the August 13th meeting. The front page is kind of messed up. The first half of the page is the governor's declaration, and it doesn't say minutes at all. So you may want to correct that. It should say minutes.
Oh, where now? August the 13th?
13th. August 13th.
Well, mine says city council minutes.
Well, mine doesn't.
Mine doesn't.
You
want? Oh, this one does, right there underneath the telephone. Mayor, that's where mine is.
See mine highlighted?
Yeah.
Mine doesn't say that.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. I do see it now.
Okay.
City council minutes. Okay. All right. It's all right for that other stuff to be on there.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. I made a mistake.
All right, I'm going
to... Also, wait a minute.
Okay, go ahead.
On item number five, public safety.
Of that, August 13th?
Yes.
Okay.
It says, motion made by Ricky Wiggins to table item, seconded by Linda Owens, all in favor. And right under there it says, motion made by Linda Owens, seconded by Ricky Eaton, all in favor. I think y'all did vote to approve that. Mm-hmm. That's the purchase of the five guns.
Yes, sir.
That's so, correct.
So just mark out where it was
tabled.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So with those corrections, everything else is all right.
Number five on the 13th?
Yeah, number five.
Because we approved it, we didn't table it.
So if y'all want to approve all three of those?
Yes, sir.
All right, okay.
I'll make a motion that we approve consent agenda on the minutes of August 13th, except for the number five, what we just corrected, and also for A, B, and C.
Okay. Anybody want to second it?
Okay, I'm sorry, could you read that motion again?
Motion's made by Linda Owens to approve item A, B, and C on the consent agenda. That's the minutes, 2 minutes, and the accounts payable for August.
Okay, I'll make a motion to second that. I second that.
Okay, all in favor? Unanimous. Okay. So item number three, discuss and possibly take action on paying bank fees and appraisal fee to the Bank of America for the final lift station property. This is not a guarantee, however. It is unlikely we would not get the property, according to Mr. Lloyd Thomas. Bank fees of $350 and appraisal fee of $1,230. And what this is, the Bank of America holds a lien on that property, and before they will approve it and release it, their fee is $350, and they want an appraisal fee of $1,230. And we've already made an offer which is acceptable to the landowner, but the bank, depending on the appraisal, they might not accept that amount. They may want more or they may want less. Actually, they will consider the land more valuable after the sewer comes in, so they shouldn't.
But well, this is the Cunningham property?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But if we don't pay this, they won't do it at all.
No, they won't do it at all. I mean, we almost have got to do this.
Yeah.
Right, but my concern is, and I know we got to do it.
Yeah.
But I think we need to make up something, a little contract or something saying, you know, we're agreeing to pay for this in the accordance that we are able to purchase the land, and once it does, it comes to the city.
Yeah, well, we already have that.
We have a contract?
Yes. But this, the landowner didn't want to pay this. So,
right. No, I mean, I think what Rick is saying is he thinks we ought to have a contract.
The contract is already set and the amount is set. I don't know if I should mention what the amount is or not.
Well, you need to say it on the airline, but I mean, but All I'm saying is, when we pay this, it comes, you know what I'm saying, to the city.
Unless it does, unless they appraise it at more than what we have offered them. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
It might even be less.
Right. And no, I understand what you're saying. I'm going through a deal right now, kind of like that. But like they told me today, they said, well, you know, I said, well, I don't want to pay this $3,000, you know, and then y'all come up and say, well, I want $15,000.
Because it's worth more.
You know, and all that. And they told me that, said, well, they can't do that. It's already, and just like this land, it's actually the people's in the bank, but the bank can't go up on their stuff.
Yeah. And then, and once we got a signed contract already with this guy, so he can't go up on it once we get all of this paid.
But the bank can.
But we don't have a signed contract with this guy, do we?
Yeah, I think. Well,
sign
yet?
No, we don't have him signed.
Yeah.
Title. Which, what'd you say, sir? I'm
sorry. What we do have.
Go ahead.
Sorry, Mayor. May I speak?
Yes.
What we do have is, we do have a signed contract with Cunningham of how much we're going to pay for that property. That contract is signed by the Cunningham and by the city already. I did talk to someone about maybe having the landowner sign an agreement saying that if the city pays this money, that we're guaranteed to sell. Well, that contract that we already have signed by the Cunningham is basically saying that. Pretty much guarantees that we're going to have that land. The only thing is, if we don't pay these fees, we are not going to get that lift station because the Cunninghams cannot pay it.
Right.
And that's what's holding that one lift station up. But the contract that we have is binding, saying that we're going to be able to buy that property for the set amount, and it's already signed by both the city and against the Cunningham.
Okay, we didn't know that, but I mean, I'm okay with that now. I just didn't think it's right for us to pay $1,580 here, and then without some kind of agreement with the Cunningham signed.
Well, we've already got that. Contract. This fee.
Right, yeah.
Me and Rick didn't know that.
This fee came up after.
Right.
I mean, at the very last, and they didn't want to pay it, so the city, if they want to buy it, is going to have to pay it.
And that's all I was saying,
of course, this money that we're talking about will be reimbursed to the city after, from the...
No, sir.
Okay, I don't mind making a motion, Mayor.
Yes. Sonia?
I did find out. Late this afternoon, we cannot get reimbursed for that money. Because we thought that we'd be able to lower that money out of the final check.
Yeah.
But because the check is going to Bank of America, the city, so basically we would be paying this money plus the money we have to pay for the land.
No, that's not what I
said. We wouldn't get reimbursed for this money.
That's not what I said. What I said, or I intend to say, is USDA will reimburse the city.
I'm sorry. Yes, sir.
Yes,
correct.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
So we got to pay it up front. We will get the money back.
Main thing, as long as we get the land.
Okay. I'm sorry. This was a decision.
True.
Thank you, Sonia. Right.
Okay. Well, I'll make a motion that we pay this for a total of $1,580, $350 for the bank fees and appraisal fee. $1,230, provided that we do have a signed contract with the Cunningham stating that we will be able to purchase this property.
Yeah, we've already got that for X number of dollars.
That's my motion.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, as long as we get the land.
Yeah.
Right.
I'll second that.
Okay, motion's made and seconded to approve paying the bank fees of $350. And the appraisal fee of $1,230 for a total of $1,580 for the purchase of the lift station property. All in favor?
Provided we have that signed contract.
Well, we have that. Okay. I've signed it myself. I've seen it.
Rick?
Rick? All in favor? All in favor? Didn't mean to wake you up. I'm sorry.
He signed those silly checks.
Okay. All right. Item number four, discuss and possibly take action on permitting city-owned land on Pine Street to be used for a lift station site. Now, according to our city attorney, we don't have to do an ordinance for that, and we do not have to have it surveyed, but she suggested doing it just to have.
Well,
but
yeah,
that's $3,000.
Yeah.
So.
No, I know, but I mean, you need to have that way somebody can't come up next door or something saying, hey, you're over on my property.
Right.
Where is this at on Pine Street?
You know where Pine Street comes off of Franklin?
Yes, sir.
And goes and makes a 45
degree. Yes.
That Pine Street used to go all the way through to
the
highway.
That's the one by Ms. Henry's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's that.
In that curve?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pine Street used to go all the way through to the old highway, Highway 81.
Okay. So we're going to put a lift station there?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just asking. Mm-hmm. How come we didn't do that way back there at the city?
Well, that's what I've been saying. Why don't we? Let's go ahead and do it.
Well, I didn't know that.
How long had the city owned that?
All from the beginning of time.
Ever since I've been in here.
Yeah, back in the horse and buggy days, it was a road that went through there.
Yeah.
I remember.
Well,
I don't know why we didn't have a lift station put there to begin with.
The city already had it. That's a no-brainer.
Yeah. Done that to begin?
I don't really remember that. But.
And we're going to have the deed or get a copy of the deed to Johnny? Because
well,
he requires a copy of the deeds on these other properties, right?
Yeah, we'll have to look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to find out.
Mr. Mayor?
Yeah,
yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Is Mr. Powers, can I ask you something?
Sure.
Yeah, what are you talking about? You're talking about the road that used to go through from Pine Street over to Mr. Cassidy's Road?
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Uh-huh.
I drove that road a few times, so that should be, it's like a dedicated road to the city, so that surprised me a little bit. And that's because the only ones that ever goes in there is TXU to work on the High Line, so that's very interesting.
Yeah.
And I think that's good.
Yeah, it's originally on the map way back there. I don't remember.
Oh, that. Yeah, like I said. You and I are young, not young folks. When I was a young man, I used to drive across that road, a little wood bridge down across the Hoogee. So
yeah,
okay. I'm familiar with it.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for letting me talk.
Okay. Glad to hear from you.
Yes, sir.
So we don't really have to do anything except just approve using that unused street for a lift station. So if they require something, well, we'll do that.
Right? So we need to make a motion to.
Why don't we check with Johnny and make sure that whatever Johnny's going to need from us for that lift station, because all this other property that we've been getting, you know, Johnny needs a copy of the deed.
Well,
he needs
what
this.
You can do tonight. I mean, I'm about to go ahead and get this done because this is the very last one. And then we can be ready to go out for bid. So you can approve using it, and then if he requires something,
we'll
do it.
Yeah. Oh, well, I wasn't saying that for us not to do it. I was just saying that we approve it. But once we approve it, I think it'd be good on our part to go ahead and check with Johnny.
Sure.
And not just say, well, let's wait and see.
Yeah.
And then Johnny said, well, we need it. Now it's going to take. Now he said, well, we need it surveyed and we need this and that.
If we do, we'll do it.
Yeah. But I'm saying let's do that now. Let's start checking with Johnny now.
Sure.
Because this isn't really the last property because we have the Cunningham property and then we had one other property.
Railroad, but it's done.
Yeah.
We've got the deed.
Okay, so all we like is the Cunningham property
and this Pine Street.
Yeah.
And then we'll be ready to go to bid.
All right, well, I'm going to make a motion that we permit the city-owned, permitting the city-owned land on Pine Street to be used for a lift station site.
I second that.
All right, motion's made and seconded to approve and permitting the city-owned land, which is up a portion of Pine Street, to be used for a lift station site. All in favor? You awake? Okay. Unanimous. Thank you. All three yays. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Item number 5, discuss, consider, and possibly take action on building inspection company to work on an as-needed basis. Home Spec 1 has been used by surrounding communities and comes highly recommended. Now, this man more or less owns this, I guess.
Yeah, the Home
Spec. Sonia has looked into all this and checked with other communities around, and they use them, and he's highly recommended. And I believe he charges, what, $100 per inspection, Sonia?
Yes, sir. So what he'll do is he'll charge $100 per inspection. But if, say, for example, if he goes to one home and there's like 5 things at that one home to inspect, he's only going to charge you for that one home, that one seat. He's not going to charge like $100 for every single little thing.
Each house.
They're
all together.
Each house.
Okay. Yeah, he'll do one house all together. Now, if he has to come back multiple times,
yeah,
like he has to come to the same place multiple times, then yes, he'll charge the fee. Okay. If he comes one time to that house and there's 5 things to be inspected, he'll inspect all 5 of them for that $100.
Okay. And he can do it the first time.
I do.
One time in 5 houses, he'll only charge us $100.
No, no. If he goes to a house to inspect it, and there's 5 things to be inspected, then he'll just charge us a one-time fee of
$100. But if he has to
come, back, then he'll charge
per property, you know, each property.
Yeah.
But now the property owner will actually pay the $100. I mean, right, Sonia? The city won't be out anything. Is that correct?
Right. So what'll happen is What'll happen is the homeowner has to pay permit fees.
Yes.
Those permit fees are what's going to pay the inspector.
Yeah.
How much is
the
permit?
I'm sorry?
How much is the permit? $100?
Depends on what they're having done. Like each permit's different. Like electrical's one fee. Mm-hmm. Everything's a different fee.
But is he going to charge for, say, he comes out and looks at the electrical, is he going to charge $100? If he comes out, I'm just saying, to look at the plumbing, he's going to charge $100?
No, it's all.
But if he just comes out and looks at the electrical, it's been $100, then what is their fee for, like, electrical? Do you know?
$125. But if he comes back the second time, he's going to charge another
$100.
Yeah, that's why I'm
asking. So that's why he's kind of waiting to hopefully get it all. Things at one time.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I was asking, because if he comes out, like I said, for plumbing.
Yeah, if you got 4 things and he comes out 4 different times, that's $400.
You know, then, well, you know, the composition roof or something, well, no, you know, that's not right. I mean, I'm just asking.
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Well, as long as we don't have a contract with him, I mean, we can always, if we get into it with him, is it come highly recommended? What do we know about him?
Sonia.
I forgot his name. Jeff Straub over at Troy. He has a building inspector on his payroll now, but he uses this company whenever he needs somebody fast, and he has used them for several projects. He's more than likely going to be using him for his new subdivision coming up in Troy. Also, he worked in Belton. They do Temple. They do all over different cities.
Are they out of Temple?
Out of the Belton area. I'd have to pull up their website again.
Okay. Well, who does arenas?
But they have all of the certifications. They have they're bonded. They're insured. Okay. So, for example, if they inspect a home for electricity, and they inspect it, they approve it, if something were to happen, if that house were to burn down, work or did, but it was for faulty electricity, well, that would be on that company, not on the city. So they have their own bond, their own insurance. They're completely separate. So the city would be protected by that.
And this is on an as-needed basis. So, you know.
On an as-needed basis,
and
right.
If it didn't work out, well, we just wouldn't call him anymore.
Well,
right, we just don't call him no more.
Yeah.
No contract finding us to do them at all. Just, this is who we'll call when we have a building inspection.
Okay. What?
Do you know who it does Lorena's?
Does he do Lorena?
Lorena has a different company that's pretty, is probably about four times as much in fees. I did talk to Joseph. I can't remember the name of the company off the top of my head, but they were pretty hefty in price.
Yeah. Okay.
And they were out of, I want to say they were out of Dallas.
Oh, wow.
I could email Joseph to get it in the morning. I have that in my email somewhere, but it's buried.
My house done a couple of months ago.
Okay.
When I put it up for sale.
But like I said, Jeff at Troy uses them.
All right.
Uses this company.
You'll try this guy.
Their website is popetone.com.
Okay. All right. Hang on just a moment, Miss Sonia. Who come out and done your house?
I don't know. I got to turn the house, but I'm just saying, yeah. You know, because when I went and put it up, you know, you got to have it inspected to, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Was he at local or something? Or?
Yeah, he was here as far as I know, because, I think Lisa's one told me, the one that did, James and them, your
Lisa
son.
Prater?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, because he came out and I said, how much? She goes, well, he gets about $350, $375. I mean, dang, just to come out, you know, look, tell me what I need to do and all that. I said, yeah.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, but I'm not ready. Yeah. I mean, we could go with this guy. Yeah. But I mean, also,
it's an as looked needed basis. Yeah. Yeah. It's an as needed basis. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Go try this guy.
Yeah. And on an as needed.
Yeah. Okay.
So I guess we'll how about I? That's it.
Just approve.
We'll approve on a building inspection company to work on as need basis, home spec one, as we need them, at $100 a house. Did I say that correctly?
Just approved it? I don't know if you'd say hiring. I just approved using him.
Okay. Yeah, did I say hiring? I'm sorry.
I was trying to repeat what you said.
Approve using the building inspection company to work on an as-need basis, home spec one.
Yes, okay.
For $100 per house.
Sounds good to me.
Right. We can try it.
Yeah, give it a whirl.
You second it?
Second it, yeah.
Okay, motion made and seconded to approve using the Home Spec One building inspection company on an as-needed basis.
I wanted to add to it.
What? You want to add to it?
Yeah, and we can not drop him if... He's not.
Yeah. Well, that's as an easy.
Oh, as okay. Okay. All right. Okay, that's good.
Is that good enough?
Okay.
All in favor? Three yeas.
Thank you. Just want to make sure it's correct.
Okay. Item number six, Public Works. Gene is not here. Sonia, do you have something that you think he might want to report on? Or?
No, sir. They had a pretty big leak over on Horseshoe Bend, and then because of all the rain, it was a delay in getting the water tested. But that water, the water boy has been lifted. They put that out on Savvy Citizen. With all of the rain, they aren't fixing the water leaks. They're working at the new City Hall, and they've made some progress over there. Other than that, that's it on that.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Next one, it says item 10, but I guess it should be item 7.
Number 8, should be number 8.
Should be 8.
8?
Should be 8.
Yeah, because 3.
Should be 8.
3, we had 2 threes.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that. You're right. Yeah, okay. Be number 8 then. Public Safety Police Chief Michael Dorsey, would you like to inform us on what you've been doing?
I think everybody has the August Police Department report
Yeah, we got that at the last meeting. Yeah.
Tuesday, yes, ma'am, on Tuesday.
Yeah.
The only other thing I have is we did have an officer resign on August 27th. It kind of came out as a shock, but due to personal reasons, Officer Edward Duckworth did resign. And he has, I believe, last Friday relocated out of state. So the job has been posted. Ms. Bishop posted on TML, and then I posted it on Texas Commission on Law Enforcement's website for the job vacancy. Mm-hmm. As of right now, I haven't received any applications, but we are actively looking.
Okay.
You talking about applications for work?
Yes, sir.
My suggestion is the applications that was brought in when you was hired, maybe call some of them.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty good idea. Have you already done that?
See if they've, you check with them and see if
sure.
Pull some of the old applications, yeah.
I'll see what's available. As far as applications, I'm not sure where they were all.
And I'm just saying, I forget that boy's name. I know he used to be over here at fire department, and I think he went to Rosebud or somebody. He applied. I'm just saying, it's at least that give you a stepping stone to, just tell them it might not be the position that they want. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they applied to the chief. You just talked about.
You know that they done it, but you can tell them that you got a, officer position or whatever. I mean, that way we're not just. Now, you said that way, we're not just sitting here kind of in the dark waiting on somebody to come in. At least you got a lead there to,
right?
They might even have somebody wherever they're at say, hey, they're looking for somebody,
But that's word of mouth. He was a day shift officer, so
yeah,
he was working, during the week and weekends, but during the day. So during the week, during day shift, I'm here Monday through Friday, yes, so sir. It didn't hurt me too bad there.
Good.
But the only thing that it did set back is on the weekend, the officers rotate weekends, so out of the month, he would work Friday, Saturday, and Sunday twice out of the month. So I've adjusted my schedule. I'm still working Monday through Friday, but then every other weekend, I'm working a 12-hour shift on Saturday, and then I'm taking call on Sunday to ensure that the city's covered.
Well, I wished I was in that position. I'd just volunteer to
help you. I saw you got out on Sunday. Yeah, I saw you leave out on Sunday.
And so. I have no problem doing it. I'm more than happy to do it, whatever I need to do to make
that's,
sure this.
That's a lot of time on you,
Well, we appreciate it. It looks like for those people that don't see this, there was 153 citations and 221 warnings that they issued for the month of August.
And you could look and see how many of them are actually done by the chief. So he doesn't stay in the office. He's a working chief, which we dearly need and appreciate.
Appreciate.
And I'd like to also add at this time that this officer that just left, people say, well, we get officers and they come and go, and every time you turn around, somebody's quitting. What's happening over there? He quit to move out of state. He was a very good officer, and we appreciated him, and he left on very good terms, and that's the reason he left. He didn't leave for any other reason. People say, well, you can't keep officers. Well, they come and go. Just like any other job,
That's like us. We
we're
all these four or five people short. I even told you if they had anybody that wanted to work,
But anyhow, Chief, I think you're doing an excellent job.
Yes, sir.
I think we're very fortunate to have you.
Thank you.
You live right here in town. And
well, I love being here and serving the community, and it puts a smile on my face every day. So
thank you.
I do plan on hopefully getting some applications together soon, and then I do feel strongly about, making my recommendation and presenting it to council, and then I'll just put it on the agenda whenever it comes time to hire somebody.
All right.
And then we can go from there.
Right. Okay. And that's what I'm saying, on them, and they, you know me, you might just hesitate to say no. And I appreciate your time and go on.
If you hear of anybody looking, tell them to find out. Kayla, did you ever make it?
Thank y'all.
Yes, sir.
I just want to just tell her thank you.
Kayla?
Thank you.
I don't think she made it
yet. Okay. Well, that's all right. We didn't need you in here.
We missed you, though.
Sonia, I hope you're feeling a little better. I know you went to the hospital.
She was in
the
ER, yeah.
Yeah, an ER, and you got some medicine and injections and stuff. Maybe that will help you.
Yeah.
We need you back here.
Yes, sir. Well, I need to be back. So I went to Dave to kind of get the other cast members, because I haven't talked to any of the other cast members. So I went today to get my 14-day COVID test to see if I could come back yet. And when I got there, my respiratory was too low, and they made me go into the ER. And I spent all day in the ER. I got steroid shots. I got some bags of fluids. I'm actually feeling better. I still don't feel quite myself, but I actually do feel better tonight. I'm going to have to take some sick hours today because I came home from the hospital and fell asleep. My husband woke me up right before the meeting. But yeah, I appreciate y'all working with me. It means a lot. And I miss my community. I need to be back. So. But also, I wanted to say, Mr. Eaton, I've been meaning to call you. You're the only one I haven't worked with on the budget. And I was going to tell you, you have my cell phone number. If you want to give me a call anytime, I'm here. I'm not going to be going anywhere. I'm still isolated, still COVID positive. But if you want to call me so we can work on the budget at your convenience, day or night, just give me a call anytime. And I can go over any questions you have, or we can go through it line by line, however you want to do it.
Okay, appreciate it.
Okay, is there anything else? Yeah. Is there anything else to bring?
No, sir. I make a motion that we adjourn.
Okay.
A second.
All right. It's you in favor too, Rick? Okay. It's now 9 minutes after 9:07:09, and this council meeting is hereby adjourned.
Good night, Sonia.
Good night, y'all. Thank y'all for everything.
You too. Thank you.
You know,
feel free to.
That, I mean, but she still.
Feel free to call me.
When our pastor last month, he had the COVID.
Right.
And when he got through, he asked his people to run the family three checks. He said, no. He said, 14.
Yeah.
The military, when they test.